Okay, good.
You know, because his name is different than Arthur's, because they always thought that maybe he was my child, you know, for his marriage. So.
Oh, yeah. Nita's Bruce.
Yeah. So, see, his name ain't O'Donnell. It's a different name, so.
Just takes it away from the others. The small bodies are just crowded right out. The same as your sawmills and your small stores, small farms, they're just pushed right out of the picture. And the big outfits do it all. Well, that's no good for the farming, and not in Vermont. Even push the small sawmills out. Gonna make them put a flush toilet and everything in the sawmills.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, and they had to insure the men up so high they couldn't afford to. They run done what they could and let the rest go.
When you look ahead to March and April and the weather and how you feel, and do you think when sap starts to run, what do you think will be?
Well, you never know. Never know what's going to be. It might come early, and might be very late spring. We have sugar deer 4 months in a year. Sugar day in the 20th of February, March, April, and sugar till the 15th of May. That was years ago. And now you're practically all done sugaring by the 15th, 18th of April. And it used to be a month later than that.
Do you aim to try sugar this year?
All depends how I feel. I couldn't do too much now. I might gather a little, but not too much.
I know those buckets. I didn't realize how heavy they were.
Yeah, they're quite heavy, and you get two pails of sap. You can't carry one very easy. If you take two, they kind of balance up, and they get heavy after you gather all day.
And there's a lot of twisting and turning.
Yeah, and especially if the damn snow is deep. 1 foot will go into the snow, and the other one's up on top, and pretty soon the other one's down, and the other one's up on top. Yeah, it's hard work. I'd like to sugar if I was able. But I don't even know where Arthur's going to sugar or not. And I wouldn't start in alone, not the way I feel. Yeah, if he wants to sugar, I'll help him a little.
Is he not feeling well, or?
Oh, he ain't too rugged. He's had this muscle dystrophy for a good many years. His legs down next to his shoe tops ain't any bigger than that. But he gets along pretty good. But he aches like hell, they bother him some. Then he got where he cut himself the axe and the knee. Sometimes that flies out and take him half an hour to get it back in together.
Years ago, we cut himself.
Oh, not too many years ago. It's probably 10, 12 years, cut himself in the woods. Something about it just flies out, and has a hell of a time to get it back in the joint. We should sugar enough, make enough to eat anyway. Got yours all laid out?
Almost, not quite. There's enough till spring anyway.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, it's a quart and a half left.
Yeah.
3 pints. That makes 5 gallons we use.
Yeah, well that's pretty good.
In coffee and in bread instead of molasses, everywhere.
Yeah, you didn't have to buy white sugar and pay the damn price for it anyway, did you?
It makes maple syrup look cheaper accordingly.
Yeah, yeah.
They were talking about raising the price of syrup at this meeting they had because they figure they can earn that much more to keep ahead of sugar. And if sugar is so high, they're giving it away at $9 or $10 a gallon. Maybe they should be getting 11 or 12. But I don't know what it'll be. I guess you never know what it'll be till.
No, you never do. The people's running it. And they have almost twice as many teachers now as they used to have. And they all got to be paid top wages. See, they raised your valuation up again this year, this spring.
Haven't let me know yet.
They had.
But I imagine, I expect to get the letter.
Yeah.
Any time.
That should make some quite a lot of difference.
Yeah.
But, no, they don't take that in consideration. I got, since they got the road up here, my taxes have really gone. I've paid for it, I guess, in 3-4 years. I paid for the road.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Better else I dreamed it. But you couldn't get any rebate back again on account of the raise in the...
That might be.
The government tax.
That might be, probably worth sending it in anyway, just to see. I mean, if you're willing, you know, I'd ask you the what goes in the boxes, and we'd add up, send it in. If it brought $50,
yeah.
It'd bring 50, and it didn't bring anything, then it'd just be some time lost, and you know.
Yeah.
I got a copy of it. Where is it? Yeah, here. Because I figure it's.
Them when they think wrong. You're a poor man, you got a lot of land.
What's that? That supplementary?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I called about that.
I was worried about that because it's almost as if it's set up for them to make you sell it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll reward you.
They'll
send you a check, but you won't have anything.
Because I wrote in about it first, and then the woman from the Montpelier Social Security Office, she called me twice here. And she inquired the first time, and then she went and looked, and then she called back another time and said that the value of his land was valued so high that he wasn't entitled to it. The only, as you said, yeah.
I mean, I wrote him a letter, and I said I had a friend, and could he get, you know, this Social Security? I thought he was entitled, you know? And they say, well, he'd have to sell off 163 acres. And I said, but you can't have 8 cattle on 2 acres. And he said, well, it's either that or you don't get anything.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want him to sell? He says, oh, I don't care. I said, but you're making him. And he said, well, he said, I didn't write the law.
Yeah, well, he probably didn't. He probably just works for him.
But that's the problem with it. It's all going one way, and they have so much power to force it that way.
Yeah.
It's all turned upside down that way.
Yeah. Just a damn bunch of hogs, that's all. Anybody that work like hell and bought themselves a home, by God, they ought to be entitled to keep it. Somebody get it away. They ain't never had anything to do with it, never put in hard work or nothing. And that's just what it's adding up to. Them taxes have just tripled in the last 3 years. And they're going up again this spring. Well, they're going to cut down somewhere pretty soon, or else they're going to dump the whole mass. That's what they're going to do. Thank God they ain't going to be able to keep up with this, because people ain't going to get the money to pay the taxes. And you take out-of-staters ain't going to come in and buy land if the taxes keeps going up and times go down. You won't be able to sell the land. And a lot of them it's bought, be unloaded. A lot of them. Even people are hurting right now that's built new homes, bought land. They're hurting like hell. Go.
What's that?
Showed on television here where they're selling their televisions and radios. And even some people selling the jewelry to make the next payment on the home. And then they didn't know what they was going to do for the next one. So it's pretty, you can see it's pretty slim right there. You gotta be